13. The Argument. The graze on Hiccup's chest was actually deeper than he had realised in the terror of the moment. It would leave a scar that would stay with him for the rest of his life as a reminder of a morning spent on the Isle of the Scullions. And his right arm was dislocated from the strain of hanging from the talons of Newt's breath. Gobber put it back in its socket, a very painful process as Gobber was not the most tender of nurses, and tore a strip off his shirt to make Hiccup a sling for it. The hooligans gave themselves a couple of minutes to pat each other on the back and celebrate before grabbing the oars again. They were eager to leave the spooky Isle of the Scullions far, far behind them. It wasn't until they were within sight of the friendly cliffs of Berk that they felt safe enough to ship their oars and let the Lucky 13 drift for a while in calm but misty seas while they investigated their prize. When Stoic lifted the lid of the box again, the smell had nearly gone, but underneath the treasure there was a scattering of greenish-yellow crystals which appeared to be smoking slightly, and they still gave off that rotten egg stench. These were what Grimbeard had used to booby-trap the box. As soon as they came into contact with the air, they let off their smell, which then alerted the scullions. A very effective and deadly defence of his treasure. And what a treasure it was. Alvin could not speak for at least 3 minutes. He just stood there, eyes popping, picking up object after object and stroking it, letting his hands run lovingly through the coins.
"Of course, 10% of this treasure shall be yours, Alvin," boomed Stoic the Vast, sticking his belly out in pride at his own generosity.
"You are too kind, dearest Stoic," murmured Alvin, when he could say anything at all.
"Hang on an oyster-catching minute," interrupted Baggy Bum the Beer Belly. "Firstly, I want to acknowledge that Snotlout found this treasure."
"Acknowledged," said Stoic the Vast, reluctantly.
Hiccup knew he should be thankful to be alive, but he was unspeakably miserable. He knew what all this was going to mean. Hiccup, although the son of the chief, was not the true heir to the Hairy Hooligans. The true heir was Snotlout, who had always been bigger, faster and more brilliant at everything than Hiccup.
"Secondly," continued Baggy Bum, "as the finder of the treasure, technically it belongs to my son Snotlout, and I don't know whether Snotlout feels like giving away any of it to some stranger."
"He definitely doesn't," grinned Snotlout.
Stoic the Vast banged shut the treasure chest. He lifted Baggy Bum the Beer Belly clear off the ground by the front of his shirt, which was quite some feat considering Baggy Bum the Beer Belly was about the size of a killer whale who hadn't taken much exercise recently.
"I am the chief of this tribe," roared Stoic the Vast. "I launched this expedition to find the treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly, and this treasure belongs to me and me alone."